And we're back. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Welcome back to Season 3, Episode 2 of The Grand Cast. I'm your host, Chris Inn, here this early evening with Amy Gaskin. Mm-hmm. Thanks again for being here tonight, Amy.
Thank you again.
This is the mini segment portion of the show.
Okay.
So we're going to go through a series of games and little segments. And
do you play with me?
Mostly as a host.
Okay, that's cool.
And there's a few new games, brand new games for tonight. And there's a couple. We're going to start out with one, brand new for the season.
Mm-hmm.
This is one that's running all season long, called Elimination Challenge.
Okay.
So what I have here is a list, well, three lists on one sheet of paper. Each list is composed of 13 items.
Mm-hmm.
There's a list of 13 movies, a list
of
13 television shows, mm-hmm. and a list of 13 comedians. So every episode of this season, of which there will be 12, the guest will eliminate one item from each list until we're left with the least objectionable of the 13 items.
But what are we supposed to eliminate them for based on what criteria?
It's whatever you're feeling. So hopefully at the end we'll be left with the most eligible candidate from each list.
Okay.
So starting out, we have 13 movies. Number one being The Producers. Well, the numbers don't really matter, but they're on the paper, so I feel compelled to read them.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, Young Frankenstein.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Old School. Number four, Step Brothers. Number five, The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Number six, Wayne's World. Number seven, Airplane. Number eight, which was eliminated last week by Alistair Watt, The Big Lebowski.
Hmm.
Number nine, Groundhog Day. Number 10, This is Spinal Tap. Number 11, Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Number 12, Caddyshack. Number 13, The Jerk. So if you wouldn't mind going over your opinion of the selection of films and explain your reasoning for eliminating.
Haven't seen most of these, as I previously mentioned.
Oh.
I don't watch a lot of movies. So I'm going to go off of movies where I don't know people in the movie. Because if you didn't make a big enough movie for me to know about your name, why are you even making films?
Hmm.
So, with that being said, people don't hate me if this is like a really good one, Young Frankenstein.
That's your choice?
Yeah, I don't know anybody in Young Frankenstein. Is the guy from
Gene Wilder?
I was going to say the guy from Willy Wonka. That was going to be my guess.
The dad from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, but you don't know his name. You just said he was the dad.
Yeah.
Did everybody hear that I said the guy from Willy Wonka before?
Yep. It's on the permanent record.
I wrote my name by it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Then the television shows. I guess it might work better if you go through the list and then maybe comment on how you feel about each show.
Okay. Seinfeld, Love, Cheers, Frasier, South Park.
Now, just to be clear, Love is not...
Oh, yeah.
The show on the list that was...
I love Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I Love Lucy. That was my very first favorite show. Friends, The Simpsons, The Office, U.S. version. Parks and Rec, Arrested Development, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Monty Python's Flying Circus.
And then number 13, which was eliminated by Al.
Which was Family Guy. I am going to get rid of Do you remember, does Friends have a laugh track?
I believe so. I'm not entirely certain.
I think they are, and I'm just going to go on what I think. I do not like shows with laugh tracks. I can't stand them. It grates at my nerves.
So Friends is...
Friends is gone. I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. I'm going to get some fan mail about that.
I hope so.
And then we have the 13.
This is so obvious. I don't even need to read the list.
Oh.
Comedians. Bill Burr's crossed off first. Second, Bill Cosby. He is dead to me. But.
That's your selection?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless there's other people who drugged and raped women, which.
Not to my knowledge.
I've heard that Louis C.K. has done some questionable stuff. But. We know for sure that Bill Cosby has.
Louis C.K.'s questionable?
Yep. There's rumors about him.
Oh. Like juicy gossip rumors?
Yeah.
Someone told me that he would like just start masturbating in a room with people.
So you knew about stuff.
That's what someone told me. It's an unsubstantiated rumor. I'm just repeating horrible gossip that could be entirely baseless.
Yeah. So that might not be true.
Favorite comedians of all time.
But I'm convinced about the Bill Cosby thing.
Is the jury still out, I think?
Yeah, because it was they couldn't come to a conclusion.
And that was Elimination Challenge, Episode 2. Come back again next week for an all-new edition of Elimination Challenge and find out who the survivor will be.
Dun, dun, dun.
This next segment is called Improv Scene Suggestions.
Okay.
So I go to a lot of improv shows.
You do.
And they're always asking for audience suggestions.
They are.
And I have run out of ideas.
Oh.
So I'm going to ask you for your suggestions so that I can appropriate them. I think that's...
Yeah, cool.
What's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could please give me a location.
Whippy Dip.
The ice cream place in Grand Haven? Or Muskegon?
Well, my frame of reference is Sanford, Michigan, but it could be any old Whippy Dip.
That's a chain.
I don't think it's a chain, but I think when a small town wants to open up an ice cream shop, that's what they call it. And so that's enough context for an improviser to use.
It's the best name, so why wouldn't you go with the best?
Yep.
A location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
A flea market in Montana.
I like the specificity.
That's the key, Chris. If you want to make an improviser's heart jump for joy, be specific.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They like the...
Specificity. Specific arcing. I don't know.
Restrictions?
Yeah.
A noun.
Track suit.
A verb.
Picking.
A color.
Brown eye color.
Like a hazel or like a dark brown?
It'd be up and open.
Oh, okay. An occupation.
911 operator. But that's mine. I always say that.
Okay. That's copyrighted?
Yeah.
Trademarked?
TM.
Trademarked. TM. A letter of the alphabet.
L.
A relationship between two people.
A magician and his booking agent.
I like that.
Or her booking agent.
I had a sketch idea earlier today involving magicians.
Okay.
It would be on the cable television channel Magician Television. And it would be Celebrity Magician Cribs. But every single room that they went into, they would say, "This is where the magic happens."
That's clever.
That's the whole thing. A word, any word.
Tickle.
The last thing you paid money for.
A pedicure.
A genre of movie.
Prison film.
An emotion.
Love.
The first line of dialogue.
I gotta be frank with you. I don't see why you moved your car.
A page number.
4.
A place you might go on a first date.
Haunted house.
That'd be scary.
Yeah, that was my first date.
Oh. A place you might go on vacation.
Wisconsin Dells.
Would you ride a duck?
If there was a duck to ride.
They have ducks there.
I've never been.
It's the World War II amphibious vehicle. So they drive it on the road and they drive it into the river and you go on a river tour through the Dells.
Oh, like that's
the
cliffs cool. And I thought it was a water park.
They have water parks there. Or okay. A water park at least. I went there when I was young for the Oshkosh air show with my grandparents. That was a lot of fun.
Hmm.
That was before I was cynical about spectacles of military might. A problem.
You're having a hard time breaking the news to somebody.
An animal.
A corgi.
Something that would fit in your pocket.
A phone number.
3 objects that might be in a room.
Chocolate-covered peanuts. A half drank glass of milk and an empty CD case of 98 degrees.
What kind of milk?
2%.
The last thing you ate.
A turkey burger with spinach and tomato with balsamic dripped over it.
Balsamic reduction or just straight vinegar?
Straight vinegar.
Nice. Something you might get into an argument over.
A vacation that went poorly.
Something you are scared of.
Looking into my trunk of my car and somebody coming behind me. I forgot this is improv and not real life.
The title of a movie that has not been made.
The Woman Who Rang the Bell Too Many Times.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about.
Butts. I guess you can't either.
Nope. I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to
own my own business.
That was improv scene suggestions.
I hope you do use those, because I was giving you things that I would want to hear.
Solid gold.
Yeah. We're tired of pineapples, we're tired of dildos, tired of Olive Garden. I don't want to be a roller skater, I don't want to be swimming. Or ice skating. There, I said it.
Heard it here first.
Yep.
This next segment is called Read Me Song Lyrics. So if you could please read me these song lyrics in the style of spoken word poetry.
All of these?
Yes, please.
That's life. That's life. That's what people say. You're riding high in April, shut down in May. But I know I'm going to change that tune when I'm back on top in June. I said, that's life. That's life. And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. Because this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. That's life. I tell ya, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth it one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself laying flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life. That's life. That's life. And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking, come here this July, I'm going to roll myself up in a big ball and die. My, my.
That was Frank Sinatra with That's Life.
Is pauper the right way to say that?
Yeah. That's like a, like someone who begs for money, I think.
Oh, nice.
Or maybe just like a poor person, like an impoverished person.
I like that better than hobo.
Yeah. Define pauper.
He's talking to his phone, not me.
Pauper means a thing that makes a popping sound in particular.
Oh, I was wrong. It's a thing that makes a popping sound. Apparently, I don't enunciate well enough for Siri. Thank you, Apple, for making me look like an ass.
You don't need them. You've got your game.
Yeah.
That you invented.
It's mostly appropriation. It's a combination of like every good drinking game ever.
That's all that games are these days.
Additional mechanics.
Oh, you got a pen for the Grand Rapids Civic Theater.
Yeah, that was left here. I don't know who.
But... oh, we'll see if your story checks out.
I hope nobody digs into that too deeply. It's a sordid mess.
Yep.
This next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number.
Okay.
So I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. And you have one chance to guess what that number is.
48.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
520.
This next segment is called Let's Play Guess Who.
Okay.
It is a brand new game. Never before... I was going to say seen, but never before heard on the show. So I have here a list of quotes gathered by Mr. Josh H.
Okay.
From a variety of local comedians.
Okay.
So I'm going to read you their quote.
Are these like Facebook statuses?
Nope. I think you talked to them in person.
Nice.
And then if you could please guess which famous local comedian said the quote. Okay,
cool.
Not to play devil's advocate, but you probably didn't mean what you just said.
Kristen Hirsch.
Yes.
Are these all related to me?
I'm not sure what Josh's methods were, but okay. Quite possibly. I don't understand the context of that, but apparently it had some meaning to you. Okay. Next quote is, I didn't do it.
Is it a boy?
feel like that's a fair question. So, yes.
Tom Hunt.
Close. Tom Mayer.
Nice. I was reading the Tom.
Half right.
Mm-hmm.
Next quote. I should have like three lifelines. You can ask three times if it's a guy or a girl.
Okay.
Next quote is, you can always cut the rope, but you can never cut in line.
Jonathan Levine.
I'm sorry. I don't know if I should tell you who it was, because then you'll know they didn't say one of the future ones. There's enough local comedians.
Yeah.
That was Mr. Andy Cash.
Nice.
I see Taco Bell has a free food for life promotion going on. If I won that, it would be the best 3 to 7 weeks of my life.
Joe.
Could you be more specific, please?
Anderson.
I'm sorry, it was Will Oltman.
Oh, yeah, I should have said Will. I'm 1 for 5 or whatever.
1 for 4 so far.
1 for 4. Okay.
But nobody's ever played this before, so that could be pretty good. I wouldn't have guessed any of these. Next quote is, I feel pretty medium about that.
Liz.
Correct.
That's my best friend.
Next quote, I just don't think people should improvise in flip-flops, at least not for an audience.
Did I say that?
Not according to my notes.
Is it a guy?
It is a guy.
Does his name start with an M?
I feel like that's too specific.
Mike Nichols.
I'm sorry, that was Joe Anderson.
I gotta tell Joe that.
Next quote.
Mm-hmm.
Nice job last night, coach.
Tom Hunt?
It was Sean Francis.
That's random. I wouldn't get that.
And the next quote is, I love it.
Tom Hunt?
Aaron Betka.
I just know that Josh is friends with Tom Hunt, so I feel like he's bound to be one of these.
Next quote. Ask her about the bicycle paint by numbers from last summer.
Amanda Stevenson.
Correct. The next quote is, "Badum-tsh."
Tom Hunt.
That was Tom Hunt. Final quote. And he charged Amy with no armor. Prince Philip charged a 52-foot-tall dragon.
Mike Nichols.
Be like Prince Philip today, Amy. You can do it! That was Mike Nichols.
So how many did I get?
5 out of 11.
Nice.
I think that was a very well done job.
Yeah.
I would have gotten 0 of those. The next segment, also a brand new game, never before seen.
Heard. Or,
yes, thank you. Never before heard. Let's play Words of Wisdom.
Okay.
So if you could please complete these common phrases in a non-traditional manner.
Good.
As you see fit.
Okay.
If life hands you lemons,
then you should check your receipts to see if you paid for them already.
Never spit into
a baby's face.
Lefty Lucy, righty.
Your bathroom hinges are wrong. I meant to tell you that after break.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
When in Rome,
take a lot of Instagram photos.
Birds of a feather
live good lives.
The rain in Spain
is worth a trip, at least once.
Early to bed, early to rise.
You're getting stuff done. Ha ha.
The journey of 1,000 miles
starts with an idea. I was trying to go deep with that one.
It's not what you look at that matters. It's
how you look. Is that how it really goes? It seems a little vain.
It's what you see.
Good. Yep. Then I'm sticking with mine.
Make new friends and keep the old. One is silver and the other
is just still getting their life together. I used to work for Girl Scouts, so I had to sing that song all the time.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%
heart.
Knowledge speaks, but wisdom
can be gone after a terrible accident.
My goodness.
I didn't know that was the last one, but I do think people need to be aware of that.
Always wear a helmet.
Yeah.
That was words of wisdom.
Thank you.
Thank you. So this next segment is called Pitch Me an Idea.
Nice.
So if you could please pitch me an idea for a movie, a stand-up bit, an invention, anything. Whatever you feel like doing.
Okay. Just go?
Just go.
Chris, do you like eating Doritos?
Yes, and?
Good. But what is the worst thing about eating Doritos? It's the residue on your fingers, right?
It is.
So you can't just go touch your phone. You can't just go pet your white cat because that residue is going to get over. Well, do I have an invention for you?
Oh.
It's called Dorito Finger Repellent. You simply spray it on your hands and then it will repel the Dorito residue that has acquired. It's only $5.99, and with your investment of $500,000 for a 10% stake, you too can get rid of the residue.
I'm in. That was Pitch Me an Idea. This next segment is called Improvise an Ad for... dot dot, which is the Heller ellipsis. We haven't covered that yet.
Oh.
So a traditional ellipsis is dot dot dot.
Yes.
Josh Heller has innovated the Heller ellipsis of only 2 dots to save 1/3 of the effort in ink. And
that's hilarious.
Yeah. So if you could please improvise a short radio style ad for the Grand Rapids Comedy Tours.
Mom, there's nothing to do. I'm an 18-year-old kid, and the only fun things to do in Grand Rapids are go to bars, and I'm not old enough to drink. Well, honey, I just heard about this new tour happening in Grand Rapids, and you can be any age you want to be on that bus, and it's super fun and communal. Mom, I'm sure nothing like that exists. Hi, I'm Amy. Hi, I'm Will. And we're from JR Comedy Tours. Hop on our bus. Yay! Cut to lots of people having fun. Some people drinking. Some people just eating carrot sticks. Laughter. Cut to kid and their mom. Oh, Mom, that was so fun. Yeah, I knew you'd have a great time. Come back again to JR Comedy Tours.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me promote my business.
This next segment is called Affirmation.
Okay.
Amy, your nuanced delivery and character work makes every performance a delight. I really appreciate the multiplicity of troops and activities that you are involved in.
Oh, nice.
Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids comedy community.
That's nice. Did you write there or did Josh?
I did.
Very nice. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Welcome. This next segment is called Audience Participation, which is a new segment for the new season.
Okay.
So every episode, I put out a call for questions on...
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I didn't get any.
The Facebook. There's a few.
Okay. Well, when I saw it, I didn't have any.
Oh.
Did you fabricate this?
No.
Okay.
I did have to censor some of them because they were...
You had to censor some of them?
They involved animal cruelty.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, some people's kids.
Yep. So, Amy, would you rather pour paint on a baby of your closest family member? I wrote closet, but this was one of the ones I had to edit. Or is closest the same as closet? Maybe I...
No, it's different. Closest. There's two S's.
I forgot the second S. That's what it was. I was writing another O, but that didn't make any sense. All right. Would you rather pour paint on a baby of your closest family member... with just a quick apology, and then you avoid the topic every time someone brings it up?
Uh-huh.
Or have the "what's that on your shirt" prank happen every day for the rest of your life, and you fall for it every time?
I would love to pour paint on the baby. I don't like getting pranks pulled on me. Who said that?
I am unable to disclose my sources.
Well, I'm going to look.
What are the parts of the Bible you know the least about?
All of it. I don't know anything about the Bible. I'm trying to get Sean to teach me Bible stories with puppetry.
Ooh.
I think that's the only thing that would keep my attention.
Hmm.
Another good question.
What would you describe as your sweet spot as a comedy writer?
Rewriting song lyrics to make something very satirical.
Hmm. Like parodies? The Weird Al style or
not parodies. The best way that I've found and that I was taught to touch on a subject that is very like people could get turned off by is to put it in a song. And so anything like very political or heated, if you put it in a song, it's a lot safer. And so I think I'm good at that.
Hmm. What's your favorite thing about corgis?
Their butts. They're so cute.
What did Billy do?
I don't know.
Hmm. Do you or don't you?
Is that all?
Yeah.
I would say don't.
Hmm. What up, though?
I'm good. How are you?
Thanks to Al, Sean, Ryan, Will, Al, Tyler, and Al for your contributions to the show.
Thank you, Al, for beefing up that segment.
This next segment is called Member. It is a nostalgia segment. So what is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
Climbing trees. Good at it.
It's much more difficult as you get older.
It is. Gravity's against you.
Yeah. This next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
I'm planning my 10-year high school reunion, but it's 12 years because I procrastinated on it. So that's in September. I'm looking forward to seeing those people. Showing them how successful I am with this podcast. Just kidding.
This next segment is plug your social media and upcoming events. So if there's any social media account or upcoming event that you would like to promote, keeping in mind that this episode won't be published until next weekend.
Yeah, I don't have anything coming up. Follow Funny Girls, follow No Outlet, follow your dreams. You can follow me on Twitter. I post jokes that I don't post on Facebook. They're like my B jokes or my more risky jokes because I don't have a lot of followers on Twitter. And it's just my name, Amy Gascon.
The final segment of the show is called Just the Tip.
Okay.
If you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
don't make excuses. Do whatever you can in the direction of where you want to go, and it'll eventually add up.
Thank you for that. And thank you for being here tonight, Amy. It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you to everyone for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of The Grand Cast.